Your business deserves the freedom to move at free speed. With Access Pay and our dedicated SME mobile app, your finances are always within reach. Track payments with ease. Complete transactions in seconds and stay firmly in control of your cash flow. Anytime. No delays, no disruptions, only seamless secure banking designed for growth. Sign up on Access Pay or download the Access Bank SME mobile app today. Call your relationship manager or call 202 and get started. Access Bank, more than banking.
Drivers expressed a mixed reaction to the recently signed safety agreement between Zambia and DR Congo. Two sentenced to 1 year imprisonment with hard labor for stealing transformer winders. In African news, Malawi raises the fuel prices by more than 40%. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chua. Zambian truck drivers have expressed mixed reactions to the recently signed safety agreement between Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is aimed at protecting drivers operating on regional routes. Some drivers have welcomed the agreement as saying it brings hope of improved security and could result in tougher penalties for individuals who attack or threaten truck drivers along the corridor. However, others remain skeptical, arguing that the agreement does not guarantee their safety, citing previous experiences where similar measures failed to prevent attacks and harassments. The drivers are now urging government to consider establishing dry ports at Kasumbalesa, a move they say would reduce the need for drivers to physically enter the DRC and limit exposure to security risks.
That is but the solution is not to be able to do it. kubanga kubusta adopt idea idea ya letere abafyashi awaleti president his excellence Michael Chukwuemeka Sata ubeba chitupange ama dry pot ya kukasumbalesa because kasumbalesa ya kwa ta land ikulu sana ya kwa chitumwa panga ama dry pot nukula start developing kwa kasumbalesa paja nukule kwa kuingira mumuno mchalo muno because chino chalo chale ba chalo changkono and you don't expect umutendo wa kufitika muno peace techive mumuno because chalo changkono iliri ashi teji ashi ya kwa ti ya kushimikiruwa na mutuweji shima leno it's a well known story jasi ni wason.
Zesco Limited has scored a major win in its fight against vandalism after two men were convicted for stealing transformer components. The Solwezi Magistrate Court has sentenced Watson Kashimoto, aged 21, and Jeremiah Otela, aged 33, to 1 year imprisonment with hard labor for stealing transformer winders valued at nearly 280,000 kwacha. The suspects were arrested the following investigations launched in April last year after stolen parts were recovered from an abandoned motorbike. Zesco has also reported a 17.6% drop in security-related cases in December, but warns that property losses rose by 25%, with vandalism cases increasing. Zesco North Division Security Services Senior Manager Frazier Mulewete says the utility will pursue maximum punishment for anyone tampering with the national grid. The power utility is urging the public to report suspicious activities to Zesco Security or the police. This is contained in a statement issued to Common Radio News by the Zesco Public Relations Unit. The Mukushi District Meteorological Department has advised our farmers to temporarily stop applying fertilizer this week following above normal rainfall in the area. The District Meteorological Officer Muvanga Mubuluki says continued heavy rains can reduce fertilizer effectiveness and cause nutrients to be washed away from the soil. He has urged farmers to keep monitoring weather updates before applying fertilizer. Mr. Mubuluki has also advised farmers to regularly check their fields for armyworms and report any outbreaks to the Department of Agriculture promptly to prevent crop damage.
Kulorekesha ifemilo kile ya mfula hili Muzambia mwana kwezu kwa kwewa kuti mfula mwenche ndesi ingi na ilo kukuchila pachipimo kuliko pufina kuna kwenye kumukushi mwenche ndesi ingi na ilo kukuchila pachipimo ocho pende la pwati e nomo ya mkuchila ni ili above nomo umushiri na okwata mosha ifikire na kuyu kuli 90% munche mbeshi yengi tuweko nkomesho kutila avalimi apa imfula ile loka sana na munche ndomo ile loka sana mwule wako na maflat vele utu kiloku vika umfunda wa pamoru yuria antu walaya na mulamba na ngula na menzi ya mfula.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit at DMMU has flagged off 185 metric tons of rice for Copper Belt Province to enhance disaster preparedness and emergency response. Copper Belt Permanent Secretary Lawrence Mwanza says the pre-positioned relief supplies will help reduce the impact of disasters and safeguard lives. He has urged the district commissioners to ensure the rice is used strictly for emergency situations.
These supplies enable immediate deployment to affected communities, significantly reducing response times and ensuring time life-saving assistance during the critical early hours of emergency. Two, cost efficiency and resource optimization. By reducing the need for long-distance transportation during emergencies, repositioning lowers operational costs and minimizes losses associated with delayed interventions.
Speaking on behalf of district commissioners in the province, Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njegwa says the move demonstrates a government's proactive commitment to protecting communities from disasters such as floods.
The office of the Vice President, through